won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday, June 27th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that I found that trip down memory lane with Pastor Chatfield triggers was the memories. Captain Jeff, perhaps you and others, when the dates were mentioned, you started thinking, you started going through your data file in your memory bank. You know, November 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dealey Plaza there in Dallas, Texas. Remember it like yesterday. Because there was emotions attached to it. For me, December 13, 1966, at roughly about 2:30 in the morning. Lights were on. I woke up. I came out of my bedroom, staggered into the kitchen, and there was sitting Grandpa and Grandma Bishop dressed up in their Sunday best. And my mom was crying hysterically. And it's like, what's going on? And my mom looked up at me sobbing and said, Randy, your dad is dead. Never forget it. And one thing that we do consciously, it was a decision that Vicki made when she bought the radio station, was to carry the music that we carry on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. The website, WCHY.us, the Simple Radio app. Download the app. Then search for the call letters to the radio station, WCHY. The music that we chose, she made the final decision to enter into the contract to carry this music, the 60s, 70s Motown and the Roots of Rock and Roll. We did for a reason, because they showed us a study. They showed us a study that said that this demographics of our audience, basically 50 years old and older, grew up with this music. And as a result, when we play the music that we play on this radio station, it triggers memories. You hear a couple notes of a song, Captain Jeff and I, we have a great time listening. I can name that tune in four notes. Captain Jeff usually can do it. The reason that we chose this music, this genre, and in nowhere else in northern Michigan, I believe nowhere else in the state of Michigan, is this music carried. Oh, there's variations, oldies, classic rock. You know, you can get into all kinds of different discussion of different stations. But country music, no. Even though there are a couple country music songs that pop up every once in a while. But what it does is it triggers memories. Where were you working? Who were you dating? Where were you living? What age were you and what were you doing with your family, your kids? Raising your family, running your business, doing things, whatever you're doing, where you were working. That's why we carry this music. And we greatly appreciate you guys continuing to listen starting at noon and all weekend long. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Friday, June 27th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. before we get into any topics you'd like to discuss. After our discussion last week, I had a longtime listener up in the UP, and he had called me about some business things that were happening in his world. He wants to start advertising on the radio station, but he also brought up you and your insurance agency. And one of the things that he's looking at doing is he is a dog breeder. He breeds a special breed of hunting dogs, and he has a kennel that he built on his own house property. It's kind of like a, I think he said it was like a 30 by 40 type of pole barn office slash kennels. He's got an area for the moms when they're birthing the puppies, and then a place to kind of separate them. And he said one of the things he was concerned about, because he hadn't talked to his insurance agent specifically about the business. He did it more or less as a hobby that turned into a business, because every time his dogs had a litter of puppies, friends wanted to come over and buy the puppies from him, and it's turned into a business basically. His question to me to ask you, and then he's going to give you a call, because I told him what to do. I told him to get his deck pages together and be able to, you know, send them to you so you could discuss it. But I'm thinking, you know, wait a minute, this. Probably a lot of people like this. Different, you know. We talked about the bee lady, the honey lady over in Mansalone. We got all kinds of small businesses that evolve. Sometimes that people build on their properties without even realizing at the time when they started, Tristan, that it's going to turn into a business. And this does occur. And what do you recommend? Suggest to people that caught themselves in this hobby turning into a business?
Well, it's something they definitely want to discuss with their insurance agent to make sure that they've got the proper liabilities and you know, a business activity at your home. You know, having someone, you know, a couple times a year come out and look at puppies is different than if you're running a shop where you've got clients coming in multiple times a day every day. So we look at these things on a case-by-case basis. And a lot of things are allowable in the home. He may need a liability policy or a business policy separate from that as well. But usually, you know, it's not a big deal. It's just a discussion, and then you know, I run it by my underwriting team to make sure we've got coverages correct in case there was an injury or an accident or something happened that involved business activity. You know, and all you have is a homeowner's with no notes or anything on it regarding that activity.
Sure. So if anything, he might even be in a situation where the business perhaps buys like an umbrella liability insurance policy that maybe attaches. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it would be potentially, a dog breeder's, you know, where they're actually actively, you know, keeping, dogs there for breeding purposes, and they're actually conducting more of a kennel operation. There's different rules that apply to that. But if it's a, you know, one or two litters a year, and it's out of his own personal hunting stock, we'd cross that bridge with those details.
Sure, absolutely. Run them by the underwriter. Just make sure everybody knows about it ahead of time.
Yep, got a eyes wide open on this stuff. And you know, because if a dog bites somebody or somebody claims they get sick from a dog, you know, you want to make sure that your policy, whatever policy or policies that you have, would cover that, and you wouldn't be left out in the cold on that.
Very cool. Very good. Yeah. Well, one of the other things that we talk about, and we talked about this actually last time, got some more people, you know, texting me and wanting your phone number and information. This is something we've talked about numerous times, but it's really near and dear to my heart, and it's something that I think people hate to talk about it. I mean, nobody wants to talk about dying, but you know, you got to face reality. And I'm sure you probably heard by now, good friends of ours, Mary Barton, passed away this week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You didn't know?
I didn't know that. Was it? Yep. I mean, maybe you can't tell me on air, but long term illness, or was it unexpected?
Oh yeah, she's been dealing with cancer and different things. Okay. And she went through chemo, and it had a bad reaction to the chemo. And
okay, so couldn't continue, most likely.
No. She ended up actually having somebody there at the house. Hospice came in, and she passed very peacefully this past Monday.
That's sad. That's really sad. I like Mary.
I love Mary to death. Her and RK, they're great.
So here's an example, Randy. You know, you have someone that develops an illness or condition later in life that makes them uninsurable. Okay. In some cases, you can get past the cancer diagnosis if it's young. You know, if you're very young and you have years and years of remission, there's some cases in that. However, most cases, cancer makes you ineligible for many forms of life insurance. And so that's why I reiterate to people, get a policy in place before any of these things happen. The younger, the better. And before you have, health conditions that do happen to people. Most people have a health condition or two or 10 later in life. It's just a fact of being human. So lock those policies in so you have them. So you have end-of-life coverage to cover ancillary debts and medical bills. So maybe you leave a legacy for your family. We know we're all going to die. We're all going to die. And I would side note, I'd want everybody to know Jesus and that they're going to heaven. However, That doesn't separate it from the fact that you're going to pass away and you're going to leave your family and your loved ones. Do you want to leave them a legacy of a life insurance policy? Do you want to leave them, $25,000 to cover last expenses? Do you want to leave them $1 million to change their life?
Right.
All these are things that individuals need to look at. And just as a benchmark, think about 2% of your income. Can you afford? Would you miss 2% of your income? Likely not. Figure that up. Let's have a conversation. Let's take 2% of your income and apply it towards a life insurance policy.
Well, and seriously, when you stop and look at it that way, it's such a small amount of money, but the peace of mind and the comfort of knowing that, God forbid something does happen, yet, you know what you're leaving your family members, your estate. It's you can't even measure the peace of mind that you end up getting from that.
No, you can't, because people don't know they're carrying that stress with them. They don't even know they're carrying it. And then when you set these policies in place, and let's say you've just inherited some money, or you sold a business, or you're cashing out a CD, and you don't need the money for your day-to-day living. Why not buy a single premium life insurance policy? One-time payment, and it's done. And you have a policy of whatever the value is. Could be 25, it could be $500,000, it could be more. And it's just sitting there. You never pay on it again, and it's sitting there for, when you pass away peacefully in your sleep at, the age of 100, you've still got that policy sitting there that's going to pay out to your heirs tax-free to those beneficiaries, tax-free, state and federal. They will get that amount of money.
Well, the other thing, and we've talked about this especially, how affordable a life insurance policy is on young children. And it's something that, not only parents but grandparents can actually purchase for them and set up the beneficiaries however they want. But basically, this is something that every time you talk about it, it just blows me away how affordable it is. And again, how it locks in those guaranteed healthy rates permanently and forever for these kids.
Well, think about this. And I'm not going to throw super hard numbers on this, but you could buy, let's say you've got some disposable income. You're a grandma, you're a parent, and you've got kids that are, say 8, 10, 12, somewhere in there, and super healthy. You get them a permanent policy, a whole life policy. Now, I know Dave Ramsey does not like these. However, if you get one of these, and let's say you overfund that to the maximum allowed on the policy, and I've got my financial guy will sit down and work through these numbers to make sure that everything works. When these kids are 60 years old, there will be an amazing amount of cash available to them in that policy. It's unbelievable. unbelievable how this grows. And you've been paying on a locked-in rate when they're 15 years old, young and healthy. So you're paying very little, and a lot of that money is going towards that cash reserve, which buys more life insurance, and they can then draw on that. There could be enough money in there for them to buy that dream vehicle, that their retirement vehicle, with cash. There could be enough money there to buy a cottage in the Upper Peninsula. It's all in how this is set up now when people are young and healthy for tools in the future.
Well, and the thing of it is, just call and talk about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can, without getting into, obviously any type of health discussions, you know, if a couple calls you up and says, look, we've got a 9-year-old little boy and a 7-year-old mm-hmm. little girl. I mean, you can basically look at some charts and say, okay, approximately, you know, once we go through underwriting, once we go through background information and all that, make sure there's no, you know, medical condition situations, you can give them basically an idea, a ballpark,
yes,
of what it's going to cost for, you know, whatever type of policy they're asking about, just to get the conversation started.
Absolutely. So. You know, it's so frustrating when people say, oh, you know, I don't need any life insurance. I'm like, well, yes, you do. You just don't want to talk about it. Or you think you can't afford it while you're stopping at Starbucks every morning, you know, dropping $20 a day on coffees for the office.
Right.
It's all in priorities. And again, we get you a life policy all set up. We go through the approval process. We get you a policy. You set it up on EFT, automatic payments. It becomes part of your budget. You don't even miss it. It's the easiest thing to do. And again, like we spoke earlier, the peace of mind that comes with this is immeasurable. It's unbelievable, because you don't worry about it. You know that if, you know, God says your time's up 15 minutes from now, that you're good. Your wife is good. The mortgage is paid. The kids are put through college. You know, maybe they go on this epic vacation with the whole family to celebrate your life. A multitude of things. Let yourself dream a little bit on this, on what would $1 million tax-free do for your family?
Well, and the other aspect of this is, because if done early enough, it is affordable, and it's something that people own. And they actually, I consider it almost like an investment as opposed to life insurance. That's the way I prefer to look at it, because that's basically what it is, Tristan.
That's what it is.
It's an investment in your estate. It's an investment in your family. So,
yes, it is. Again, everybody passes away. And yeah. So do the math. You know what your life expectancy probably is based on, you know, family life expectancy, and so figure that out, and figure out, you know, if you're 50, 60 years old, you can still buy a term life policy. It's not that expensive for you to do that, and it guarantees that payout.
Yeah. Well, I have a screenshot stored in my phone. If you text me TC or Tristan Cole, TC for Tristan Cole, it'll auto reply back. His phone number at his office there in Bel Air, 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. Or his website, TristanCole.com. His name, TristanCole.com. It'll take you right to his Farm Bureau office. He's our agent. We have a policy, life insurance. We have everything with him. So highly recommend him. Give him a call. He'll give you an insurance checkup. Tristan, thank you so much, sir. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.